Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop, stop. Go crazy. Hold up, hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy, hell back,
hell back,
not no more,
not no more.
Came back,
came back,
settle the score,
settle the score.
Me be you,
me be you.
One on one,
one on one.
Ain't no stopping,
ain't no stopping.
What's begun,
what's begun.
Foundation, hard work, determination, demonstrated. Brick laid, long nights, overstayed, never played. Insane, don't justify. I just wanna make a song cry, let it speak loud and clear. No pain, no fear. Ambition, sound vision. Cooked in the lab, my words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted, not tangled. I'll leave your mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box, no blindfold. Bust back, doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up,
hold up.
Wait. Now go crazy. Hold up,
hold up.
Wait,
stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up,
hold up.
Wait,
wait,
stop. Now go crazy. Hold up,
hold
up. Wait.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy Radio Show, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. The great communicator, yeah. And Bosco, Bosco with the electro spit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. I'm your host, Big Ol' Meezy, the great communicator. On this wonderful Talk Back Tuesday, it's very hot outside in Sacramento, California. I just want y'all to know, you know what I'm saying, I'm sitting up under this air conditioner, sitting up under this, you know what I'm talking about, like this fan that's sitting right here to the left. If y'all hear that, that's my bad. You know, right now, the weather's kind of bipolar, man. It's up, it's down. You know, right now, it's not even really, it's not really that it's hot. It's really like a humid, like 80-something, but it's just, you know, where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? Trust me, it's hot, you know what I'm saying? So let's talk about who we got on the show today on this Talk Back Tuesday. One of the founding members of the legendary group, The Click, the Bay Area group, The Click, featuring E-40, Be Legit, D-Shot, you know what I'm saying? We got the homegirl, Sugar T, my big sis. You know, I've been knowing Sugar T most of my adult life, and it's just a pleasure to have her on the show today to talk about what she got going on. You know, she got some new music, she got perfume, she got books, she got video, she got a whole bunch of stuff going on. So she'll be on later on the show. So it's Talk Back Tuesday, like I said, and I want to start the show off with my homeboy, Work Dirty. You know what I'm talking about, featuring D-Lo, DTM, On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. Yay!
Hey, Work, what's happening? D-Lo, bro. Look, D-Lo. I just seen death in front of my eyes, but I escaped that. I put a tuck spot in the rental, cause I can't go back to the pen. I was slipping. How the fuck I let him shoot me in my head, man? I'm speaking thoughts from a dead man. Can't take this money with me to my grave, so I'ma fuck it off. My little stick put him on the list, but he trucked it off. I'm speaking all facts. Racks to suck aside how we slid and hit that fat. I'm a pimp, baby girl. I can never make it rain. No. Back pay's gone, man. I really got some game for you. Bounced out of jail without a dollar. Now I'm like 50 up. All these man, it took me 30 minutes to load this 50 up. Told my mama don't trip. Finna buy you that whip. But first, I gotta check this dough before I fire this. Got the devil on my. I can't let him stop these blessings. No. Fighting off this monkey sipping. If I was stressing
out the mud, you know I have to get it out the mud. I'm stressing, so I'm praying for my blessing. From a blessing where I'm from. The show gotta keep some on me. Never rock by my lonely. Steady ganging with the buddies out the mud. You know I have to get it out the mud. Bipping with the whipping. No, we got it off the plug. Out the mud. Yeah, I got it out the mud. I'm from the gutty. Yeah, I'm coming.
Welcome home to my Brody, the streets miss you. Seen you free on that gram, I had to come and get you. Some of them smiles, they be suckers, they rather see you down. I keep my coupe to this gravel and I stay on the mound. Treat these bullets like flyers, I'm quick to pass them out. Overdose they bring with this game until they passing out. Fat with so much swag, don't ask me how. I really play with trap money, they just rap about. You don't know nothing about my struggle, these shoes don't fit at all. Cause I sell they sold to Satan for a chance to ball. Lawyers are stunting and flashing cash on the gram. They get on the stand and point their hands at their man. All this liquor consumption got me emotional. I got PTSD from the streets, I'm rap for what? I'm from Magazine Street, but I'm trained to go. I keep sticks like I hope, but you better know. We call our mamas and baby mamas to post that bill. And call them and all of us put them through hell.
Damn.
I know you cried when your daddy put his hands on her. Then you turn around and cause the same pain on me. Contradictions and situations always conflicting. Then you post that picture, you a real. I seen real take the last from their kids and go to Applebee's.
Out the mud, you know I had to get it out the mud. I'm stressing, so I'm praying for my blessings from a blessing where I'm from. For sure, gotta keep some on me. Never rock by my lonely. Still banging with the buddies out the mud. You know I had to get it out the mud. Bipping whips and flipping, you know we got it off the plug. Out the mud, yeah, I got it out the mud. I'm from the gutter, yeah, I'm coming out the mud.
Hello, this is Ron, proud owner of Fade 'Em Up Barbershop, located in Oak Park, 3824 Stockton Boulevard. We're a small and very personal barbershop offering professional services such as fades, tapers, mohawks, and shaves with a straight razor. Proud sponsor of On the Road with Big Ol' Measy Radio Show. We're unlimited. So again, stop at Fade 'Em Up Barbershop where any haircut is possible. We're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call for your appointment, and walk-ins are welcome.
Take a sip of this ESS, sweet red wine. Feeling fine. Yeah. On the beat, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Love. Them thighs look sweet, I'ma go get dive. Life is like a box, I'ma dive inside. VVS diamonds, my stones collide. A papaya collide, a coconut cone, añejo, Jekyll and Hyde. Rich a-hole, case closed, my space so high like space ghost. Pretty girl, give me plenty bezos. I was down for a minute, now I'm getting way more. I've been in the wind since I was a young leaf. If what you smoking, the game is deep.
Yeah,
deeper than the ocean, level to this. I'm in another atmosphere, way better than this. Look, we do it big, you do it little like Dixie cups. I'm from the old school, like zigzags and fisticuffs. I don't beat around the bush, we don't bring in the pound of kush. Puffing like a dragon, smoking clouds out of the Bentley truck. Funny how they count me out.
I be in my own zone.
I'ma win without a doubt.
I be in my own zone.
Puffing on loud, man.
I be in my own zone.
Floating through the clouds, man.
I be in my own zone.
I'm fresh like Banaka.
I be in my own zone.
You soft like Chewbacca.
I be in my own zone.
I run with Chewbacca.
I be in my own zone.
Do it big like E Honda.
I be in my own zone.
Smoking on the balcony, apocalyptic broccoli. I looked up at the trees and seen the trees looking right back at me. I learned many lessons from them few precious seconds. They told me we're connected from an identical essence. Planet in the earth, climbing to the light. We both got green. Every season we both get right. Peace and prosperity, I'm a rarity. The streets ain't sweet, cold as Klondike ice cream. Keep a Glock posted with the infrared beam. All of me, you'll be forgotten like an interrupted dream. See me big timing and balling. See me installing my speaker system appalling. According to your recordings, you still ain't a real one. Everything I do is on cue. I do it for the chosen few. Permanent as a tattoo. Running with wolves, hawks, gorillas, and baboons. It's funny how they count me out.
I be in my own zone.
I'ma win without a doubt.
I be in my own zone.
Puffing on loud, man.
I be in my own zone.
Floating through the clouds, man.
I be in my own zone.
I'm fresh like Banaka.
I be in my own zone.
You soft like Chewbacca.
I be in my own zone.
I run with Chewbacca.
I be in my own zone.
Do it big like E Honda.
I be in my own zone.
Yo, this is the almighty EA Ski, and you listening to On the Road with the homie, Big Ol' Meezy. Let's get it.
Hi, this is my co-owner of It's My Hair Salon. We are the proud sponsors of On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. We specialize in healthy hair care and multi-textual services. We're located at 3830 Northgate Boulevard, or we can be reached at 916-568-2222. You can also check us out on TV. We are the official makeover salon for Good Day Sacramento. We're transforming Sacramento one client at a time. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at It's My Hair.
Shout out my sister. My sister, that's her beauty salon. It's My Hair Salon off of Northgate. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to get your hair done, you can go, you know, check her out. She also on Good, like she said, she on Good Day Sacramento. She got a segment in the morning time. She usually does like makeovers, you know, for like cancer survivors and things like that. Like, and she also has her a hair regrowth treatment that she came up with. It's like a whole line, a whole brand. So if you get a chance, go on her Instagram and follow her at It's My Hair, at It's My Hair. Earlier you heard Droopy on Zone, and then Work Dirty, the first song I played, that was Out the Mud, featuring D-Lo, man. I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. If everybody, you know, for all the fathers out there, I posted on my Facebook because, you know, I went and got a pedicure, you know, I basically, you know, you usually see fathers, man, they out there barbecuing out in that heat, and it's supposed to be Father's Day. I'm just, you know, I just posted, I wanted the fathers, man, to kick your feet, man, and, you know, the real fathers, the ones that, you know what I'm saying, put it down for their kids, man, not the absentee fathers, you know what I'm saying, the ones that don't do nothing and don't pay their kids. No, never mind, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about the ones that get up every day and they figure out how they can, you know what I'm saying, make a better life for their children, you feel me, so, and put their kids first. So I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. You smell me. You know, a lot of us is unsung because, you know, the mothers, they get to shine, which is fair. I actually seen one of the talk shows, and they had a couple on there with their kids, and they asked the father all kind of questions. They, you know, the birthdays, the child's best friend, and this dude didn't know what the hell, you know what I'm saying? Because mothers, you know, they more involved. They more on point. They make sure that the kids get where they got to go, you know what I'm saying? And we as fathers, you know, we could take on a little bit more responsibility. You know, like my partner 95, you know what I'm saying, who he hemmed up right now. That's the only reason why he got to be more hands on. But, you know, it's him, you know, and a few other people out there that's really in their kids' life, man. And I want to salute everybody like that. Also, we're gonna talk about the Warriors and their demise. And I take no pleasure in this. I take zero pleasure in this. It's just the fact that, you know, the way they went out, it was like KD went, actually Boogie, first you got to start with Boogie went out, then he came back, and then you got to look at KD, Kevin Durant, he went out, the way he went out, it was bad because he shouldn't have never came back, and then to add insult to injury, Klay went out. Klay Thompson goes out with a torn ACL. So now you're looking at both. Now you're looking at everybody on ESPN and the Sports Nation talking about how basically you can just write the Warriors off, and they like, this is the best opportunity for, you know, for any of these Western Conference or whatever Eastern Conference. Western and Eastern Conference teams to finally get the opportunity, but we'll see. We'll see. It's a lot more pressure on Bron. He just got Anthony Davis. I don't know if y'all up on that, but that's supposed to go down this month. It's supposed to officially go through, trading him from the Pelicans to the Lakers. I'm not no Laker fan, but, you know, I like intrigue. I like to see balance in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm one of those dudes. I was never one, a fan of the Chicago Bulls because they just they beat all the teams. So I always find myself rooting for the underdogs. But I congratulate the Toronto Raptors. I congratulate, you know, people like Jeremy Lin, you know, people that, you know, people never thought that they'd win a championship. You know, it's a few people, Serge Ibaka, you know, I like, you know what I'm saying? It's a few people over there. I'm starting to like Kawhi because I'm looking, you know, more into, you know, his upbringing and where he came from, you know, finding out his father got murdered basically at a car wash that they owned. You know, and you know, so when you look at people's backstory, man, it just gives you a little more insight into people and what you know what they got going. So it helps you to basically root for them when you know they're the underdog. So you know, like I said, we got Sugar T later on coming up in the show. So I want to play one of her records right now before she come on. This song is called Sugar Daddy. And it's vintage, it's classic Sugar T, babe. So I just want y'all to, you know, saying stay tuned. If you got some questions for Sugar, man, make sure I'm gonna try to open up the line so y'all can ask a couple of questions when she come on. So, you know, I want this to be informative. If it's female rappers on the line, I want y'all to call in and ask your questions and make sure, because this, you know, Sugar has been through it all. You know, she's been in the game for many, many moons. She's seen it all, and she got some of some heavyweights as far as, you know, her brother and her cousins and all that that's been in the game, and other female artists that she worked with. You know, the Yo-Yos. Lady of Rays, like she, you know, saying Marvelous from Sac, like it's a bunch of CMG, of course, that was on the show. I ain't gonna talk your ear off. I'm gonna play this Sugar Daddy, and then we're gonna get Sugar on the line in a minute. Yeah, on the road with Big Ol' Meezy. Hello.
Daddy with the first name Sugar, sprinkling me with gang, oh, I'm down for my booger. It's not a matter if you can catch a man, it's can you keep a man and keep him paying for the land. Daddy don't mind coming out the pocket. He please, it's my clinic. He knows how to rock it. He's telling down for what's written. I can't trend him. I'm loving every minute of us down to earthness. You know that baller lean that loves them slots to sing. When back in the day, he used to be down dope, alias OG, original. He keeps his mug on me. He's got a snap, and he keeps a fat. So a daddy, do that. Ooh, ladies, can you feel me? I got my daddy's back, like Bonnie and Clyde, and you know that. Ladies, can you feel me? You got your daddy's back, and you know that. I know y'all can feel me. I got my daddy's back. Now, ladies over here, do you got your daddy's back? Cause daddy tell us down, and he keeps a fat. So don't play your hate, just give him his props. You gotta mind somebody, and I ain't got a problem with minding my sugar daddy. United we stand, and together we fall. And with a scratching ball, we can all stand tall. Rocking, rolling, skating, and bouncing, accumulating clouds like it ain't no stopping. My daddy just called me a Donnie and Bert, a straight hustler, constantly putting in work. Yeah, much love to them BMW, black men working. They don't want to take care of you, treating me like a queen, cause I serve him like a king. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I know y'all can feel me. One love to them sugar daddies. Ladies, can you feel me? You got your daddy's back. Well, I know y'all can feel me. I got my daddy's back. All the ladies over here, do you got your daddy's back? Baby, hella poppin', do you got your daddy's back? I give my daddy props, cause he's a showstopper. A worldwide gangster and a gang of poppin'. Down and drop his top, coming with some major plot. I got his back and he got mine, and it means a lot. And when he swings his thing, he says,
sugar, I love you,
man. It's way cool, stomp with me, and ride to this beat and get a dose of a sugar daddy. Baby, hella poppin', do you got your daddy's back?
check this out. This is the regulator, Warren G, and I'm doing it live with my homeboy, Big O' Measy, for Cheesy. That's how we get out, man, and we on the road. Shush.
For like 10, pregnant with my mom's doctor told her it was slim. It's been rough for 9 months, but gave birth in the end. Father started 60, he proud what we done. In one generation, he came from Africa young. He said he met my mom's at the Century Club. Los Angeles love, kinda like hustle and book. Money starts 10, cross starts 2. Starting to see this light from a bird's view. We the ones that made millions off the curve. Fool in this rapture, 10, never made nerd moves.
You keep taking me higher and higher. Yeah. Don't you know that the devil is a liar?
Hey.
I know.
Right back.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher. Higher.
Nick, talk to him. Emptied out the clip, it was broad day. Cause always gotta learn the hard way. We gon' tape it off if we ball play. Put a half a moon crescent on your ball face. Police hit the lights, that's a car chase. Looking back at my life, make my heart race. Dance with the devil and test on face. I was thinking chess moves, but it was God's grace. Cooking through ever since we all straight. With no shame, I peep game and it's all fake. South Central state of mind, high crime rate. Homicide, hate gang banging to get you all day. Look at my face.
But don't you know that the devil is a liar?
I know.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher, higher.
Higher. Oh, Lord. Can you feel it? My shoes. So high, we keep going higher.
Brand new Sugar T. Brand new Sugar T. She coming out to the song.
Up,
work.
Get the bag. Keep it 100. Put them haters on their back. Show them haters what it is. Push it over time. Put your money where your mouth is.
Work.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K.
Work.
Legal or illegal, don't get caught up in it.
Work.
With your aunties that watch them senior citizens.
Work it.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K. T-T, I keep it poppin' day one, a showstopper. I ain't a little girl, so you can call me Big Mama. If your dude hold it down, you should call him Big Papa. I'm just out here trying to function, bruh, trying to hit the ladder. Work it. It don't matter how you do. Legal or illegal, just don't let it work you. That's work. Handle it. Show them haters what it is. Push it over time. Put your money where your mouth is.
Work.
You can work while you do your business.
Work.
Put what you got until you get it.
Work.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K.
Work.
Legal or illegal, don't get caught up in it.
Work.
With your auntie that watch them senior citizens.
That's work.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K. Now here's a little super soaker, hot like sauna. T don't want no drama, save it for your mama. Bring the comma, sugar go sprinkle just a little more. It's a million ways to get paid, just choose one. Work, the cloth I'm cut from. Don't get caught up in your feelings, being stuck, that's how you lose. If money on your mind, then get it.
You can
It could be a 9-to-5 and got to be on the front line. Critics go criticize, haters go roll their eyes. Just keep doing you while you read between the lines. Now what ain't gonna work is them negative vibes you giving off. Trick get lost. But if you're trying to make it happen, let's get this thing cracking. Work, you can get what you imagine. Hustle for riches, make sure you call me Mrs. T. Sugars with the business, let's get it.
Work.
Handle it, show them haters what it is. Push
work.
It over time, put your money where your mouth is.
It work.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K.
Work.
You can work while you do your business.
Work.
Build what you got until you get it.
That work.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K.
Work.
Hustle, let's get it in.
Work.
Show them haters what it is.
Work it.
Show them haters what it is.
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it 100, but some haters on their back.
Work.
Work. Work it.
W-O-R-K.
Handle
it. Show them haters what it is.
Work.
Push it over time. Put your money where your mouth is.
Work it.
Work it.
Put them haters on their back.
Work it.
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it 100. Put them haters on their back.
What's happening, y'all? This is E40, and you're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Measy. Learn about it.
With no further ado, put your hands together for the legendary one of the members, one of the founding members of the Click. Make some noise for Sugar T.
Thank you.
You're far too kind. How you doing, Sugar? On this beautiful Tuesday.
Oh, I'm cold and chilling. You know, making it do what it do.
I'm a fool. I mean, it's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure. We're going to approach this interview like I ain't been knowing you most of my life. You know what I'm saying? We're going to just act like I'm just somebody that just, you know, just, hey, was like, Sugar, you want to do an interview? And you was like, yeah, cool, I'll call in. So I'm going to start by saying that, of course, you were one of the first people to ever have Big Ol' Measy on stage. So, you know what I'm saying? I just want to tell you I'm truly grateful because most of my life as a youngster, I was stage fright, and I feel like I had talent, but I was always scared to be in front of hella people like that. You know what I'm saying? And when I was rocking with you when your album came out back in the days. And we was out there in the streets, and I took it upon myself to say, man, I got to get out there at some point. You were one of the first people that put me out there, man. So I really want to tell you that I really truly appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. You was open to do it. I think I needed an MC at the time, so you was down to just come through and make the show work. So thank you.
And that album was off the chain to this day. Like, you know what I'm saying, the If I Took Your Girlfriends of the World, you know, it was so much heat on that. And Jive is just like, and you were signed to Jive, and 40 was signed to Jive, and so many people was signed and was moving and shaking. You know what I'm saying? Even D-Shot had the balls balling, and he was ripping and running, and B-Lit, like the whole family was ripping and running and doing their thing. But as the only female, what pressures did you have at that time? Like, what pressure did you feel at that time?
You know, at that time, it really wasn't a whole lot. Every blue moon, something to come up. And I think the one at that time was leaving my kids. I always felt like, oh, my God, I'm leaving them too long. What are they doing? Are they okay? So it wasn't always that comfortable to leave them. I always thought about them. It was hard for me to see people on the road with their kids, you know, flying on airplanes and in different places. And I always felt like I was abandoning mine if I didn't have mine with me when I was out, away from them.
And, yeah, that's a hell of a pressure. But do you feel like you were able to balance it out, or you feel like you had to make a choice, or at that time did you just had to go for what you know?
So at the time I just went for what I knew, but eventually, you know, I felt like the balance had to start. So, and I did that, and it's probably one of the best things I could have ever did.
And how was it? How was it being? First of all, how did you get the name Sugar T?
So first it was me and I had a partner. Her name is Renee. I don't mean partner like, you know, like my partner, but a best
right,
friend.
Right. I got you.
That was, you know, I don't want people to get it mixed.
Be clear.
Be clear. Her name was Renee, and we called ourselves Sugar and Spice. Now, originally, I was by myself, and I was trying to do a singing group with one of my best friends at that time. Her name was Frida Wright. And but it worked out to where we kind of didn't hit it off to do it together. So my brother started working with putting me in the studio with Studio Tone to try some things, and I started singing first. Of course, my root of the whole thing. You asked where Sugar T came from. Okay, but the roots started in church. I was singing in the choir. That was sitting on lap
right.
growing up, you know, sitting on my daddy lap while he played the instruments and guitar and piano and song through my whole life, you know, thrown on the choir, in front of the choir. My aunts were, you know, preacher's kids, so they threw me in front to give them a break and coached me and played instruments, the drums. You know, we were like females in the dresses with the playing drums, drums and any instrument to keep the church going, you know, so kind of was able to have a well-rounded experience with that and being put in front of people and made to be kind of, you know, not afraid to get in front of people. And that's where my original heart came from before Sugar T came. And then, of course, hanging out with my brothers, you know, in being interested in the same stuff they was interested in as a tomboy, as the only girl, you know, only female of five, and always doing what they doing, you know, because that was what it was about. So, you know, they listened to hip hop. I listened to hip hop. They played sports. I played sports. They hung out in the streets in the hood or wherever I hung out, you know. And so, so coming in, you know, to the Sugar T piece was the original plan with some singing and seeing that that's where I wanted to go. But then ended up getting pregnant and changing my focus. After realizing that I want to do hip hop, so we started off with a hip hop group. Me and it was called Sugar and Spice, and so, but then we end up getting pregnant, both of us, and I kept going, but she stopped. And so,
right.
So we were on the first album, right? We were on the MVP album originally as Sugar and Spice, and then when she left, when we decided not to, we still friends, but we decided not to do music together because she wanted to be a more domesticated into that, you know, that life. And I was still, you know, in the hood. I wanted to still, you know, stay connected to the music and be domestic. My brother adopted me because I started getting in trouble. And he adopted me and told me, you know, to come and ride with him so that I could stay out of trouble. And that's where he ended up. I said, well, what should I call myself, you know? And so 40 was like, just call yourself Sugar T. Because of my first name. And so that's where I got my
right.
name from.
We're not going to say your first name.
No, we're not. We got to work for it.
Only real family know. You smell me? Only real family
right.
know. So let me ask you this. with 40 and Bela and Shot and everybody that was around at the time, did they automatically embrace you as far as being a rapper?
Most definitely. I mean, we were all like together writing and learning, you know, music and, you know, on all the different turfs, freestyling and moving around, you know, the schoolyard, the playgrounds, the corners, stores, you know, wherever, and just emulating, you know, the great hip hop artists at that time, which was like Run DMC, Curtis Blow, Grandmaster Flash, you know, we was listening to Cameo. We were listening to this Egyptian Lover, I Need a Freak. We was listening to, you know, the real hip hop that was like the bomb today, to this day. And one of the main ones that tripped me out was Kraftwerk. So the point is we listened to all these old school hip hoppers and we loved it and we just emulated them, and it was prominent that, you know, that we ended up being hip hop artists. And I just hung out with the boys, basically.
And so you've been on legendary tracks like Hot Ones Echo Through the Ghetto, you know, the Down and Dirty Sahabs. You've been on so many influential tracks. Did you feel any pressure as far as your pen, or you just knew you had it from the jump?
You know what? It was crazy, but I just knew I had it. I just tried, and coming in it, I was trying to figure it out, you know, because I ain't gonna lie, my first album, It's All Good, and then, you know, it was like a practice field for me, and, you know, I just kicked it, I stayed, you know, I would stay drunk, you know, and just write, you know, playing and having fun, you know, whatever came out, you know. But then when I got into Paper Chasing, I got a little more structured, you know, because at that point, you know, my brother's like, you're an executive producer here. I need you to make sure that you give the producers this amount of points and sign these particular paperwork, and this is all the budget that he's supposed to get. Don't give him no more than this, but you can give him less, and you need to negotiate. So, you know, I got more into the executive element of it, so I had to be a little more serious and a little more focused, and I got better with the pen game. And then, you know, continuously writing and working up other albums and other features and things of that nature, it got better and better. And then eventually I realized, oh, my God, I'm a genius. I'm really good at this stuff.
I'm a genius. And two of the most classic songs of all time, Sprinkle Me, which they was playing during the NBA Finals, where they was playing the instrumental, and Captain Save-A-Ho, which is super classic. You know, you know, it's like two of the biggest records. Like, did you know at the time
Scandalous.
That those records were going big like they?
Hurricane.
That was a gold. Yeah, that was a gold. That was a gold album. You know what I'm saying? A classical gold album. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, because I make sure that I let people know that they legendary status in my mind. You know, and it's just like just even with this radio mm-hmm. show and the people that come on and they listen, they know that I make sure that I put people on the pedestal where they belong, because it's like they're so, you know, even with the females that's out now that think they it and they popping because they don't do diligence and see people's catalog and what they was rapping about at that time and being a boss chick and being this and that and the third. This is stuff you was rapping about in the early 90s, and you know what I'm saying? And they come 80, and now they come to the party late, like.
80.
So people, 80, so people, right? So people, but people are they so mesmerized by and it's not no shade. Like it's a female. She raps. I think she's from Texas. Named Stallion, and she got flow. But at the same time, she ain't saying nothing new. She might be saying something to this generation, of course, But all this is all the stuff that you were saying when you was, you know, a young tadpole, you know, coming up in the game.
Yeah,
so I just,
14
you know,
years
I just wanna,
old.
You know, I just want to.
That's real.
And movie soundtracks, like, you know, you've been on so many movie soundtracks, and you know, I just want to make sure that people give you your just as due and let you know what I'm saying, that Sugar T, you know, she write her own music. She put her, you know what I'm saying, she added a lot of flavor to the game. So we want to make sure that we say that, you know what I mean? So.
For sure, I appreciate
that.
I'm definitely one of the first. I appreciate that. It's the truth. That's the beauty of it is it's facts. You know, 16 albums, solo albums later, and four. You know,
how many you say?
Group
how many
albums.
You say?
So 20 albums total. 16 albums as solo albums and four group albums. So 20. You know, plus. Albums later.
I really want all the listeners. I really want all the listeners to let that soak in.
Yeah, for sure. 20 albums later. Over 30 years.
Man,
yeah. Been rapping since 84, you know, probably about 82, to be honest with you, when I was 13. But, you know, I don't want to give everybody my total age, but, you know, 86 was the first record. So that was. You know, that was like the first record, and you know, and it's a second nature. It definitely being a first generation hip hop, you know, influencer that paved the way for females in this game. Me and Roxanne was running neck and neck when I met Roxanne Shanté. You know, she made it very clear. She was like, I'm her fan on this side. You know, we singing her song. Let me tell you a story. Yes, how I got. To be so fresh, you know, it happened one day, you know, when I was sitting upstairs listening to the radio. So she had that banging, and I had another song banging that she was listening to on her end, on her side in New York.
Wow.
You know, and she told me, she said, when she gave me an award, it was a humanitarian award in 2011, and she told the whole world very clearly, I wanted to come to the Bay. Because I heard about Sugar T. I wanted to come and check out what was in the Bay because of Sugar T. And I was like, that's what's up. So my point is, as you know, definitely, you know, first generation, you got to respect the game. This stuff that these chicks is doing today is not new, you know, and it's really old to me and played out, to be honest with you, because it's time for somebody to talk about something else besides the same stuff all the time. I mean, I just think that's probably one of the most unhealthiest things in society, especially for a woman to have to live with the rest of her life. But I am mad at them because they're being age appropriate. A lot of times that's all they can talk about. They ain't seen nothing else. You know what I mean? Because they're young and that's
they ain't
their
seen.
Experience.
Yeah, they ain't seen nothing to be able to talk about it. You know, like
to talk about
how
nothing else.
The ghetto.
Exactly.
Right, when you talk about that Glock and all that, you understand me?
I'm in the
you know, come on now, you know.
In the cut. It's the Glock going, fuck. I'm like, dang, what's
I'm
up?
Like, damn,
I had to hit the strip, some of that high power shit. When all alone, I was scoping out some tricks. Hot ones, echo through the ghetto lips. This is the way, better way, I put them dope fiends wigs. They had me, I don't want to, you know, act a total fool, but pounding frames on them punk tricks. Ooh.
Hello. Ooh.
Yeah, it's not a game.
I came around like 95. You dropped Paper Chasing in 96 on Jive, right? What was that experience like? What was you signed to a major label as a solo artist, and what was that feeling like at that time?
Yeah, so, you know, so after, before you came around, we was playing around with a few different, you know, projects and albums and singles. We had ended up with the Capital Saber Hole being one of our biggest hits. We actually went ghetto gold before signing the Jive Records, before anything, and Captain Saber Hole was our main street life, and Captain Saber Hole was our main hitters. And that's when we started moving around a little bit through the Midwest, through the, you know, family that was in Louisiana, Texas, and all the different areas of exposure that kind of helped, you know, put out some buzz where we did organic street, you know, street promo, getting the flyers and CDs out, and let them bump the music in the cars, and, you know, dealing with college radio eventually going commercial by doing a joint venture deal with Jive Records. So before Paper Chasing, after doing, I guess I think I did like maybe four albums before Paper Chasing. It was the It's All Good project. It was the MVP project. And then it was some Click stuff. And Sahabs was on one of the Click one of our Click albums. And then, of course, Paper Chasing. So that was like, it was cool. It was an opportunity to, you know, like I said, I was an executive producer. So it gave me a notion to stand up and be like, okay, I got to be professional. So I got to focus. This ain't just me, you know, getting bent, but it's actually me taking care of business. And that was like the, dang, I'm responsible. So it was the beginning of my professional mindset when it comes to the music business. You know what I'm saying? And I've been in that mode ever since, trained and coached as a machine of this game and able to control when I come in and when I come out. You know what I mean? So it's good. It's been a great ride to at least have that under control.
Right. So I was actually with you. It was a session you had at. It was right when you was, because me and you talked last week, and we talked about how you were trying to make a transition from some of your content, and how you were, you know, you were doing a little bit more singing, and you was just focusing on making sure the kids were straight and all that. We was actually in a session where somebody was paying you to do a verse, and you really didn't want to come to gutter or whatever, or to hood, but they it was what they was requesting. And I just remember you after a while of you fighting with it, you like kicked off your shoes, you rolled up your sleeves, and you went in and just going in, because it was like, okay, this is, so I started to see the transition. And I just wanted how you talk about you know, from there on, moving on and trying to make a transition into your new stuff that you have now.
Well, you know, for sure, after, you know, that time frame, that was like 15 years in the game. It was after 15 years in the game, it was more that I didn't want to just be left on earth, leave the earth with just one presentation of who I was. So I kind of became more responsible and focus in on making sure that I was around for my responsibilities that I came in the game with. And the first responsibility was being domestically responsible and physically there. You know what I'm saying? So being physically there for my children when I knew I couldn't get a time to be a mother with them being that age again was important to me. Of course, being more conscious and understanding as a Black woman that it's more to talk about than sex, money, alcohol, and drugs that I know about. And then, you know, and being okay with being more conscious of my purpose here on earth, you know, and the fact of being real and being open to explore my roots of spirituality. So therefore, you know, I was accepting of the call of action to focus on spiritual, personal, and professional development. And in between time, continue to present my art by writing all different types of songs, not just one message type, but multiple times. And I wrote them not just for myself, but I wrote them for other people as well. In between time, continuing, you know, to just keep my art carved and to continue to put out music. However, it wasn't always overexposed. The hits that were already exposed through the years of that whole 15 run was carrying me in terms of radio to be able to take that break and work on other areas of my life. And it really wasn't a priority for me to have to put out commercial products at that time in the front, you know, as a priority. So in that, I was able to place music with artists. I wrote songs. I wrote a song for Whitney Houston. I wrote a song for Troop. I wrote songs for 702 at the time when they were out. And, you know, just kind of wanted to explore the writing arena because I sing and it's a second nature. It wasn't new, you know, because as you know, I'm all through singing songs throughout the whole time frame of our career. Family, I got my family.
Yeah.
One love, yeah. One love,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And, you know, all day long, hot winds echo through the ghetto. You know, so it's not a fresh, like a new, you know, new thing. You know, so I would think that people wouldn't be so surprised, you know, and coming in, you know, that was probably one of our first hits, actually, in a major way on 40's album. Time and name ringing, Major factor, FedEx.
Major factor,
I'll find one lawyer than a young nigga having his bread.
Having
let
his
him know,
bread.
Let him know, man.
Let him
yeah,
know, man.
You know, so let him know, let him know, let him know, boy. You know, so it's like,
hey.
I had sowed so many seeds of singing, but it just so happened to be mostly hooks, but I did actually have a full-out singing album. It was called Freaky Tales, Sneaky Freaky, on my Paper Chasing album.
Right.
So I decided, because I was writing all these different songs, they were in all different types of formats, you know, I decided to go ahead and just put them on an album for myself, you know, and release some other forms of music under my brand to let the world know that there is multiple, you know, layers of talent that I have, as well as messaging and options as someone that can sing and don't need the voice box to sing. You know what I mean? And so
right.
in that, you know, I increased all the areas of what I was doing, went back to school, got a master's degree, built an enterprise, you know, built a business, decided to work, you know, with women to help them get on their feet, you know, and go through their transition and their reinvention. And then, of course, started helping families, you know, become better, independent, and safe, and wealthy, and healthy. And, you know, and those are just some other skills that I was, you know, able to make sure that I did not miss out on the opportunity, you know, to present. And in between there, of course, continuously releasing music up to date. So...
And you did a couple of movies, and you was on MTV doing a little sketch comedy, right?
Yeah, definitely. Between the years, of course, I did, like, you know, movies, obstacles movies, Brian Hicks Malibuti movie on the Stars channel that you can see today. There's a couple of other movies out moving around. The MTV Lewis's Lounge Show on MTV. And there's some documentaries, and up to date, I think the latest ones are the Hip Hop Evolution is one that I'm a part of. Then we have the Unsung on TV One, 40s Unsung. Just get a little information from there and brief presentation. And then the new movie, which is What Are the Chances, is the latest stuff. And, of course, I have a TV show that will be launching in September. That, you know, the world to be able to have a little bit more fun with.
Awesome.
Yep,
awesome.
Indeed.
Awesome.
And
then,
I have a fragrance line.
You,
I started a fragrance company.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about
that.
Let's talk about
let's talk about the
whole package, because it comes along with, so everybody out there who don't know, Sugar has her own Sprinkle Bee perfume, and she just recently, with the Work It song that we just played, you actually have a video for that, so, and a book, that everything that it all comes together, right?
Yeah, definitely. So what it is, you know, I wrote my first book last year, which is called Boss Up, and it came with a set. It was Boss Up. It's a cardio motivation CD that, you know, gets people excited about the boss life, and it's a product line, a spa and wellness product line that encourages people to be healthy while they're moving. And that spa and body line is called, you know, Shine, you know, encouraging them to rise and shine and get it done. But Boss Up was released last year. It's on Amazon, and you can find the products also on sprinkleme.biz, which is in my online boutique. But then recently I put together the Work It set, which is it's inspired by a new book called Your Perfume, which is a woman's guide to help her discover a new scent of success and help her better navigate through challenging times. I thought it made sense, you know, to give some women some tools as they go through their reinvention or their transition, you know what I mean, to be able to,
right.
you know, to have some things that they can revert back to. So I provided a sprinkle of tips in this book to help them better navigate through challenging times. And, of course, it goes along with the perfume, because I started a perfume line during my reinvention, and it was a part of what gave me strength to move through this very dark and challenging time that I had during the time of me giving myself permission to do more than just hip-hop. So, unfortunately, everyone is not always in agreement with how we move when they don't understand. So, therefore, you know, I had to survive, and one of my survival mechanisms, you know, put me in a bind where I was unsafe and unhealthy, and by creating something else besides music, as I was venturing and didn't again, want to go back to sending the same message that I did years ago that everybody just caught up, had just caught up to do, and they were calling it
right.
new. But I'm like, this is not new. This is old. So, you know, because I wasn't prepared to do that and didn't want to, I felt like I was going to produce another something else that can be just as innovative and that could carry out royalties and long-term presence and also use my production skills and reach people and could be a collaborative, you know, complement to the brand. And I started a production, fragrance production company of making spa wellness and self-help items and produce them out of my boutique, the Sprinkle Me boutique. So, and I utilize, of course, Sprinkle Me, which is the hit, you know, the biggest hit with me and my brother. It's inspired from that hit and capitalize off of it. So the Work It set, it's a man and woman fragrance called Work It, called Work, and it's encouraging people to work it, and the soundtrack goes along with it with the single called Work. Bam.
There you go. And how can people purchase that? And how can somebody is listening and they want to go as soon as they get off the air and they want to go purchase that whole kit? How can they get that?
For sure. So yes, absolutely. So what it is right now is they can go to Amazon. In 3 weeks it'll be officially released. As far as Work It. The song, as well as the actual fragrance, and all they have to do is is go to Amazon or go to the Sprinkle Me boutique. So Amazon can get them a pre-order. You can get a pre-order of the book, of any of the book, Boss Up or the other one. And then, which is your perfume book, all you got to do is put in Sugar Tea, and then, you know, it'll bring up both of the books in Amazon, or you can go to the boutique, sprinkleme.biz, and you can purchase the products there in pre-order.
Awesome. And if you have any advice for up-and-coming artists, female artists, what have you, what is your number one piece of advice that you can give them?
Respect the game, respect the players who came before you, because talent does not override experience, period. And
talent does not override experience.
Period. Talent and
period.
Money and fame does not, talent, money, and fame does not override experience, period. So that's the number one thing, is respecting those who came before you. Two, have balance. You know what I mean? Establish balance for yourself, because this game could kill you inside and out. And you could end up a lonely person at the end of your life. Whether you're rich, you could still be lonely. Whether you're famous, you could still be lonely. You know, or whether you just maintain that balance and be comfortable. So you do have choices, and you should exercise them. Three, we will give you those choices.
Hey.
Okay.
Look here. I'm just saying, though. No, you know.
Yeah,
real,
that third
real
tip bossy, close,
go ahead.
That's real talk. And so that third tip, the third and final that I'm giving, you definitely can't exercise all these elements without knowledge, and knowledge is power. And that's where the experience comes in. If you don't know the system, don't know the game, don't know what's going on, and I'm talking about true knowledge, not the knowledge where you see somebody doing it a certain way, because that don't necessarily mean you know the inside to that. You don't know what comes along behind it, up underneath it, around it. You know what I'm saying? And everybody ain't going to give you the full story. So don't use that as a base. Respect those who has mentor, who are willing to coach and mentor. Don't look at them as, oh, they not, you know, on a list status in your mind or in your view based on the industry hype status. But you can rest assured, if they still around, they got to know something. Believe that.
Well, I truly appreciate you coming on the show. A lot of information, a lot of knowledge, even a bunch of stuff that I didn't even know about. I wish you continued success in everything you do. You know, I'm gonna support you, whatever you know, whatever I could do. You know, I always got your back. You know what I'm saying? And that's all the way real. You feel me?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you, and I'm happy that you're doing this too. And people can follow me at Sugar-T. Again, Sugar-T. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Sugar-T Official on YouTube. Actually, Sugar-T Official on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, IG, Sugar-T. You can also log on to my website, join my mailing list, see a little bit more about my enterprise. That's in my initiatives, the school. I have an online school, as well as a whole lot of other services that can help, you know, and enlighten you and enrich you. So again, it's Sugar-T. And make sure you visit the boutique, sprinkleme.biz, and look out for the new Work It project.
And I actually extended the show so that for the people who just tuned in, I see a few people that just tuned in. I want to go out on your new single. So just introduce your new single, Work.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's your girl Sugar-T and the place to be. Check out my new single, Work, off the new Work It soundtrack, coming to a digital outlet near you. Yay!
This is another episode of On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. Sugar-T, Work.
Yay!
Yay!
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it 100, put them haters on their back. Work, handle it, show them haters what it is. Push it over time, put your money where your mouth is.
Work,
it's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K.
Work,
legal or illegal, don't get caught up in it.
Work
with your aunties that watch them senior citizens.
Work it.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K. T-T, I keep it poppin', day one a showstopper. I ain't a little girl, so you can call me Big Mama. If your dude hold it down, you should call him Big Papa. I'm just out here trying to function, bruh, trying to hit the lotto. Work it. It don't matter how you do. Legal or illegal, just don't let it work you. That's work. Handle it. Show them haters what it is. Push it over time. Put your money where your mouth is.
Work.
You can work while you do your business.
Work.
Well, what you got until you get it?
Work.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K.
Work.
Legal or illegal, don't get caught up in it.
Work.
With your auntie that watch them senior citizens.
That's work.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K. Now here's a little super soaker, hot like sauna. T don't want no drama, save it for your mama. Bring the comma, sugar go sprinkle just a little more. It's a million ways to get paid, just choose one. Work, the cloth I'm cut from. Don't get caught up in your feelings, being stuck, that's how you lose them. If money on your mind, then get it.
You can get it.
It could be a 9-to-5, ain't got to be on the front line. Critics go criticize, haters go roll their eyes. Just keep doing you while you read between the lines. Now what ain't gonna work is them negative vibes you giving off. Trick get lost. But if you trying to make it happen, let's get this thing cracking. Work, you can get what you imagine. Hustle for riches, make sure you call me Mrs. T. Sugars with the business, let's get it.
Work.
Handle it, show them haters what it is. Push
work.
It over time, put your money where your mouth is.
It work.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K.
Work.
You can work while you do your business.
Work.
Do what you got until you get it.
That work.
It's all kind of ways to get paid nowadays. W-O-O-K.
Work.
Hustle, let's get it in.
Work.
Show them haters what it is.
Work it.
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it 100.
Work.
Those haters on their back.
Hustle, let's get it in. Show them haters what it is.
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it 100.
Work.
Those haters on their back.
Work.
Work. Work it. W-O-O-K.
Work.
Handle it. Show them haters what it is.
Work.
Push it over time. Put your money where your mouth is.
Work it.
Work it.